If you had been gone there with an axe, I used to have an axe, shovel. I had it all along with me. She goes for those beautiful fists back there. I saw that. I wanted to see, I walked, I covered the car, I covered the yard, and I could drive down in the past and see how everything was all right. So I had to go back there, start to build a fence. But I built about, let me see, one, two. I had to build two for the leg, one for the car, one on that side for the cab. So that's how I was full fence, a full five fence I built. Straight up down the path was about 2-3 acres long, and I'd build a fence. Sometimes I'd build maybe half of a piece of one day. He said, come by, it goes to me, that's pretty good to do. I said, well, yeah. Well, I get out there the next day, I finish it. The next day, I get on another fence. And straight through the path, I put the cow there, you know. Then you put it in this path, and change it, put it in the other path, away. Grass school. I got through, built up all the fence before. He said, no. He said, I'm not aware back there, because I want to fix the pipe. He said, what kind of pipe? He got some plastic pipe, that's after this. New beers come out. I said, what kind of pipe is this? Now, bring the pipe through that pipe, so much. Fuck that, big. Because I'd go along there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He come along with one of the machines, a plow, and dig a ditch. He said, I want to run that pipe. So I went back to it. I said, see that trough there? I said, yeah. I said, I want water in there. See that over there? I said, yeah, I want water. I want my bigger some. For the stove, my bigger some. So it was faster. He said, I'm bigger the glue. And everything you have nothing to do but just put it on and glue that over there. I'm not sure how to fix it. So he showed me. I started to fix the pipe like that. And fit them up and glued that pipe all the way through and started running water back there. One of them cattle like that. He turned out. He got it there.
He just turns the water on
at the... I built it, went into the tank. When he got put the water, he had a big old iron, he had a great big old tank, iron tank. I just see the other, this is the University Sugar House. Put the syrup in the skin there. Skin off the syrup. Put the syrup in there and after that skin. They have a trough for what it is there. But they had a great big old tank. Oh, it was about 5 feet wide. You know, but it was long, made out of iron. And then they run the trough in there, and the sugar, it was better. Take upstairs, glide the kid up, you know, and the juice would come down in that trough. And then it was put in there, and it was bodied. After they bodied, they had a full come over, they had a bear there, stand up there with a big old thing about that long. That long is the pipe would skip off with. They skim it off like that. And after you skim it off, then they transfer them. They fill up to another place. Then they make, after they transfer it there, they make a syrup with it. After that, they make a sugar. It turns to a grain of sugar. They buy it. Turns to a grain of sugar. Then they send it down to another old thing. I forgot what they call it. Send it down there. After they send it down there, they can come out. Grain of sugar. They never grain of sugar. And after you come out, they send it to the dryer. They had a dryer. The machine goes on like that. You could turn the electric, you know, not electric, but steam. On and on like that. Then it turned white just like this. And after it turned white, the band was sprinkled with little water, different things, it turned it white. We call it a sugar dryer. When you stuck that in it, bring it out and sell it to the people, and then they'll ship it out different places. Like you already had a super plant sitting over there. That's the way that's just a wipeout.